I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
I can't believe this thing has happened again. They have been telling people in China, knock it off. There have been a number of these episodes just in the last couple of months. Another plane in China didn't take off when it was supposed to take off because a passenger threw coins at the plane before takeoff.
Don't they consider it to be some kind of like blessing or
good luck thing? Okay. Yes.
Not to throw coins into the engine.
This happened on Saturday while boarding a female passenger. Now, it's not a jetway from the airport to the plane. So it's one of those airports where, you know, you're going out onto the tarmac and then you're walking up the plane, up the stairs. And so that was a situation here. So this woman, before she climbs the stairs to get onto the plane, takes a handful of coins and throws them at the plane for good luck. The plane was delayed by 78 minutes while crews retrieved the coins. Obviously, they're worried that they got into the engine there. The airline went on to social media and urged all passengers to please refrain from being superstitious and throwing anything at the airplane. This is the fifth instance of a passenger tossing coins at a plane this year alone. And almost all of them have resulted in the delay of the plane. A couple of weeks ago, a passenger in China was detained for 10 days after tossing 3 coins at the plane he was about to board. The guy told cops...
He was about to get on that plane.
Yeah, he told cops his mother-in-law insisted that he do this. It's good luck for a good flight. He had his 4-month-old daughter with him who was making her very first flight. And he thought, yeah, the best thing I can do is throw something in the engine for her first flight.
Down to Miami, where a group of firefighters on Friday night are coming back to the station about 11 o'clock. And judging by the news story I saw and the map they were kind of showing, Northwest 13th Street and 37th Street doesn't look like it's right down on the water. It looks like it's up in town a little bit. So they're coming back to the station, and what they think they see in the front yard of this house, they think they see an unconscious man laying in the front yard. So they thought, well, pull over. Let's see if this guy needs some help. But it wasn't a man.
They got closer. They noticed that this was not a person, but actually an 11-foot alligator. When the alligator made its way into the backyard, we realized that the alligator was contained momentarily, at which time the trapper arrived and was able to rope the alligator. But unfortunately, the ground is wet. The alligator is wet. Didn't want to take a chance, so the trapper made the decision to put the alligator down.
Yeah, I mean, there were a whole bunch of kids and everything in that part of the neighborhood and stuff. And so just at that part of Miami, that yard, they didn't expect to see an 11-foot alligator, find an alligator in that part of town.
They don't have a program there like we have here with our goats where we just get them in a helicopter and take them to the North Cascades.
Airlift them back out to the swamp.
Airlift them to the... Yeah, let's bring them into the North Cascades. Let's see how they fare there. That thing, yeah, it said in that story, it went through a chain-link fence.
It, well, from one, yeah, like 1 yard to the next or something.
The guy, yeah, they said it went through the fence, like didn't like open the door or something. It just went, it just barreled
That's
through.
Probably how it got there in the first place.
Yeah. All right. And so what would it take if somebody came up to you and said, I gotta rob a bank and could I count on you to help me out? Somebody you don't even know. Could I count on you to help me out? What are you looking for?
Well, I think these are the same people that are going to answer yes to this. They're the same people that are going to help the guy out from, you know, Kenya or whatever, Nairobi, with the bank account. So,
you want 50% of whatever?
Yeah,
gets
I want
out of
half
the bank?
To take.
Right. Okay. Well, in Everett, this deal was cut last year, January of 2018, at a Wells Fargo bank, where a guy walked up to some dude and said, "I'm robbing a bank and I need a wheel, man. I need somebody to drive me out of this scene.
You know this town?
Here's what I got for you. Some cigarettes." And the guy said, "All right, I'm down with that." So this guy agreed for some cigarettes to be the driver in a bank robbery. And he was charged in Snohomish County Superior Court the other day with
a carton
first degree,
or just a pack?
It just said cigarettes. I don't even think it's a carton. I just think maybe It was just a, it could have just been a handful of cigarettes. The teller ended up giving the bank robber $1,850 and a separate stack of $20 bills that were banded together. In that stack, a GPS tracking device.
Nice.
So the cops got these guys, you know, shortly, you know, just, they were just a few blocks down the road, and the cops were
getting
able
some cigarettes.
Yes, to getting some smoking Joes.
Believe it's news.
Yes. Yeah, and it's probably a cheap one. Dude, you just robbed the bank. You can't get me some Marlboros. We're getting the discount
cigarettes.
We're going
American Spirit.
Come on, man.